The foreign minister of Saudi Arabia says his country is committed to cracking down on Al-Qaeda in the wake of the suicide bombings that left at least 34 people dead. But the U.S. ambassador to Riyadh says the kingdom failed to respond swiftly to U.S. warnings earlier this month that a terrorist plot was in the works. The embassy is sending home all but essential staff and offering to help other Americans leave. From Riyadh, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Residents of the Al-Hamra compound were still in shock today as they visited the site of the blast that completely demolished several luxury villas in this once quiet part of Riyadh. Civil defense crews picked through the rubble where toys and strollers mixed with metal shards of the car that blew up. Tim Young of Georgia was searching through the remains of his sister-in-law's villa and looking after her two-week-old son who has stitches above his eye. Young knows his extended family members, one of whom was hospitalized, want to go home.
We have a business we just started with a Saudi friend of mine, and I think now is a good time to take some time away and go home and feel safe and then come back, maybe.
That's what many of the expats say. Maybe they will return. The country has a huge foreign community with as many as 35,000 Americans in business, the oil sector, and working on military training programs. Mainly it's the wives and children, survivors of the bombings, who are leaving. In Al-Hamra, the British school just a few blocks from the blast site has been closed indefinitely. Music teacher Paul Bostock is still deciding what to do.
Things could be fairly good in the future, or maybe it's time to pack up and go. I mean, if the Saudi government here was to make a move and do things which would make the expatriate community feel safer, then I think there's a very good future here. Perhaps being a little bit more open and honest about things.
U.S. Ambassador to Riyadh Robert Jordan today criticized Saudi authorities for not following up on a U.S. request this month to beef up security at as many as 300 housing compounds across Saudi Arabia. The U.S. is now looking into new threats and is working with the Saudi government on this. Ambassador Jordan says he's encouraged somewhat by the tough language Saudi officials have been using in condemning the attacks.
We're going to have to see how they perform, but I have been assured that they do have a heightened and realistic sense of the threat now, and I think if they had it to do over again, there would have been a stronger response to our first request.
But Jordan admits more guards at the compounds might not have mattered.
I think there's a good question as to whether it would have made a difference. That's really a point that I wanted to make. If we had similar armed guards at the other two compounds, they likewise would have been likely killed. I think the compounds themselves are going to have to take a hard look at their physical security.
Tonight, Foreign Minister Saud al-Faisal denied receiving any special requests from the U.S. to increase security, but he did acknowledge security gaps, saying we have to look inside to see if we did enough. Saudi police did raid a warehouse last week where they found explosives, but did not manage to arrest a group of 19 al-Qaeda suspects. Saudis link that incident to this week's car bombings. Prince Saud said he regrets that some foreigners are leaving, saying that was the goal of those who carried out the attacks.
It's a more secure environment after the attack, but that remains on the individual in this case. Those who go, we don't blame them. Those who have friends here will sorely miss them. But we hope, even for those who go, that if they go, they only go for a short time and come back.
Many expats say they will think about it after the shock of these attacks wears off. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.